The Sfasemis says in this week's parasha, in Parshas Pinchas, an incredible thing. He says in this week's parasha, there's a famous Gemara that says that every day there's a baskol that leaves Har Sinai. What does the baskol say? Oyla lebrias me'elboina shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzayir over the bittul Torah that people are not learning from. So Sfasemis says in this week's parasha an incredible thing. He says, he quotes something that we say every day in davening. We say every day davening v'chaye oylam not abesachin. So what does that mean? What's the elbow of Torah? What's the busha? What's the bizoin that we don't learn? So we don't learn, right? So we're battling a bit, right? We're not in the mood. We feel we're not cut out. What's the elbow of Torah? Elbow is something where you embarrass somebody, you shame somebody in public, right? So that's really an elbow. By me not learning, I appreciate Torah. I know Torah is the greatest. I know Torah is fantastic. But I don't know. I don't fancy. I don't feel like learning now. Why is there an elbow of Torah? Says this for some, it's an incredible thing. He says from this verse of a chay olam nota b'sachenu, the Torah, it's in the passage, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted the Torah in us. Whether we learn or we don't learn, the Torah is inside us. So we all have a Sefer Torah inside us. If you have a Sefer Torah inside you and you don't learn, it's like opening a Sefer Torah in shul and just not reading from it and leaving it open. And everybody's schmoozing around the Beis Medrash. And there's this big beamer, and the Sefer Torah is open. Is that Elbein of Torah? That's Elbein of Torah. Says the Sfasemis, every single Jew has the Sefer Torah. Chai Olam Notai. The Sefer Torah is planted in us. It's not pshat when you don't learn, the Sefer Torah goes away. If the Torah goes away from us when we don't learn, it's not a busha for Torah. Torah went away from us. Right? It's like somebody says, well, you're schmoozing the Beis Medrash. You know, we'll take the Sefer Torah out. What? If you take the Sefer Torah out, it's not such an Elbein. But if somebody says, all the Sefer Torah, I'm opening up now, right? It's a fantastic thing to do. If you see guys schmoozing the Besamej, what's the best thing to do? Don't say a word. Just go out to Aron HaKodesh. Take out the Sefer Torah and go up to the guys who are schmoozing and open it up in front of them. Don't say a word and walk out. Ooh! They'll catch themselves. They'll stop. Says every single one of us has an open Sefer Torah inside us. V'chaylam nota. Nota means it's planted. It's planted there. It's there. And therefore, when we don't learn, there's an open Sefer Torah that's inside us and we're not learning. He says that's taking, there's a phrase in Chazal called Nezem Zov, Af Chazir. You're taking something Zov, or you're taking a gold ring and you're throwing it into the garbage. That's what a person has to be careful for. When he walks into the Beis HaMedrash, not only do we have to realize the Chashivas and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis, like we said earlier, that she's Mamish HaBechin of a Beis HaMikdash, but we have to realize even the Torah that's inside us all the time. The Torah is inside Hashem, planted. Hashem says, I'm not leaving it up to you anymore. It's not your Bechira anymore whether the Torah is inside you or not. The Torah is inside you. And it's open. It's open inside you. And if you don't learn, it's like schmoozing in front of an open Sefer Torah. That's what happens when a person walks into a Beis HaMikdash. So if we appreciate, especially now in the 3 weeks, where we realize that, you know, we're living through such a dense Golas, and we're living in Golas Edom. Golas Edom means the Golas of Amalek. And just like when Amalek, just like when Edom and Homon from Amalek came out these decrees against Klal Yisrael, we found safe haven in the Beis HaMikdash learning Torah. Same thing in Golas Edom. Right, it was Yaakov versus Esav. Yaakov was the Ish Tov Yosheb HaHolim. Right, why was that Yaakov's weapon against Esav? Esav's Esav. Yaakov was an Ishtom Yosheb HaHolim. The Teretz says he was Yosheb HaHolim. Yaakovin was teaching us. There's a Yaakov and there's an Esav. Right? There's two brothers. And it's there, Lu'umas there. How do you make sure that you're on the winning side over Esav? So Yaakov showed us by being a child who was Yosheb HaHolim. He was Ishtom Yosheb HaHolim. He was sitting and he was learning Torah. That shows us how to react against Esav. And Golas Edom means any Nisoyin that any of us have today in Golas Edom is coming from Esav. It's his Golas. And he's throwing all the Nisoyinis to us. There's only one way to fight against him. It's not just fighting against him. Do you know what Pshat is when you are Ishtom Yosheb HaHolim? You're not even fighting him. He disappears. He disintegrates. The famous Gemara Brachas, the Gemara says, if the Yetzer Hara comes to you, what do? Drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. What happens to him in the Beis HaMedrash? No? Excellent. No? Louder. Microphone.
If he's like iron, he's going to smash to pieces. And if it's like
a stone, he's going to disintegrate, dissolve. You don't fight him. He's so stronger than us. Hakol kol Yaakov, but you're dying, you're the Esau. We don't go fighting with him. You know what we do? We do. We go into the Beis Hamedrash. We say, come into the Beis Hamedrash. What's the Oymek Apshat of that Gemara and Brachas? Why is it that you take the Yitzhahara into the Beis Hamedrash and dissolves? Why does he dissolve? Beis Hamedrash will have acid, chlorine. What's going on in the Beis Hamedrash? Teretz says you're taking him into the Achas Hayomim. He doesn't exist in the Achas Hayomim. Gemara and Sukkah says the Yitzhahara is shachted in the Achas Hayomim. So if he doesn't exist in the Achas Hayomim, he doesn't exist bechlal. So you're taking him into a place where you don't even have to fight him. So if you're standing outside the Beis Hamedrash and you have this big nesoyin and you're fighting with the Yetzirah, don't fight. That's stupid. He's going to win anyway. Don't try and fight him out the Beis Hamedrash. Don't fight him bechlal. Then take him into the Achras Hayomim. Say, come on in. And you take him into the Achras Hayomim. He's not there anymore. He doesn't exist anymore. That's the koyach of the Beis Hamedrash in Torah. That's what Balak was megalas in last week's parasha. And that's what the Beis Hamikdash did to us. In this week's parasha, right at the end of last week's parasha, there was a Yitzhahara. Vayachal ha'am lizno. There was a terrible taiva and a Yitzhahara. Pinchas went and did what he did. He was zeichet to kohuna. What did Pinchas do? Pinchas showed Klal Yisrael how you have an open Sefer Torah inside you. You're all kodesh kachim. How can you succumb to such a thing? What he did was he brought them into the Beis Hamedrash. Just like we said earlier, if you have a Beis Hamedrash with the Sefer Torah open, you don't want to shmuz. Just like we said earlier, if you have it in the sign, just bring it into the Beis Hamedrash, bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Pinchas was zocheh to be a coin in the Beis Hamikdash. That was his chah. Pinchas introduced this idea. If you ever have an assumption coming, and even if you come to the Beis Hamedrash, you guys might ask me, but listen, if I'm going through a crisis, and I've got these nisyonos, and I've got these yitzharas, and I've got everything going around me, I've got a million decisions to make in my life, and I'm in a crisis, what are you telling me to come into the Beis Hamedrash? To take out a ritva? Terah says, don't take out a ritva. First of all, come to the Beis Hamedrash and sit in the Beis Hamedrash. Right, sit in the Beis Hamedrash, come into the Achas Hayom, and just say to yourself, I'm here. And the Mokim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rav Rachman, the Chassadim gave us a Mokim where we could just become oblivious. Gave us a Shabbos where we can become oblivious of the week. And he gave us a Beis Hamedrash that we can become oblivious of everything that's going on around us. And just like when Shabbos comes in, you forget the week. When the Beis Hamedrash comes in, you forget what's going on. And then you take out a light safe and then you start learning. And you'll see, and you'll see that it's the most incredible thing. And you'll see that few minutes later, when you take a sefer you like the most, if you mean English Jewish book, a sefer you like the most, you start reading the Beis Hamedrash, you start feeling much more comfortable, you start feeling much more spiritually relaxed, and then from that you go, you say, oh, now I'll take a chumash out, oh, now I'll take a sefer Yeshua out, and that's how you slowly rebuild yourself together. Don't take him head on. He's going to win. He's very powerful, especially in living in a period. We're living in a period where the fire is just about to be extinguished, and Esau is on his way out, and he's putting all his koichos in. And there's no way you can win him outside the Beis Hamedrash. This was last week's parasha. This is this week's parasha, the Kohuna, and the Chiddush of Bilam, and that's what Bilam was telling us. In the same nevuah, as he said, "Matoyva lachiyakem mishkan esach Yisrael." He says, "Reishis goyim amalek v'achrisi adi oved." He says, "I'm giving you the Beis Hamedrash. What's the purpose of a Beis Hamedrash? Because achrisi adi oved. It's a way of in olam hazeh going into the olam haba. Once you go into olam haba, is you don't have to deal with Esav anymore." He's gone. It's a fascinating chizuk. It's a moedik chizuk. Don't deal with him. Don't fight with him. We can take him to a place where he's gone. It's as if he's coming out from outer space. You know what to do? Just take his astronaut helmet off. And then he's dead. He can't survive. Instead of you keeping on all his uniform, letting him have all his armory and fighting him, just take him to a place where he's on a different planet. He can't exist over there. And that's Pshat and Shabbos. What do we say on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say, right? We talk about all our enemies and they're all destroyed. The obvious question that arises is Shabbos a day to get angry, or is Shabbos a day of menucha to get relaxed? Shabbos is a relaxing day. What are you getting so angry about? Relax! It's Shabbos. And the answer is, what we're doing when we say that mizmer is we're bringing all our enemies into Shabbos. When we bring all our enemies into Shabbos, Yevedu, we don't have to deal with you anymore. Yevedu, Yisvardu, Kolpah, Le'ovim. When we're in this matzav of Olam Abba, then we invite all our enemies to come with us. I'm not going to tell Imek when I get out to Esther Amalka. How did she, there's a Yudke Vovke. What's the Yudke Vovke that goes up Yisei the Megillas Esther? Esther invites Haman to the Suda. She says, Yavoi, Hamelach, Vahaman, Hayom, and Amishta. Right, that's the Rosh Hashanah Yud Kevavke in Seder. What was she trying to do? That Teres Rishi elevated Haman to Bechinavit Kivovke. That was his nefila. That was his nefila. So come inside with me. Yofei HaMelech Haman Hayom HaMishta. Come. As soon as Haman gets faced with Yudkevavke, that's it. That's the end of him. He gets destroyed. It's the same thing. On Shabbos, we say, all our Oifim, just come in. It's Shabbos, come inside. Shabbos is the time of guests. Let's invite all our enemies. That's where they get destroyed. L'sham Dam Adayat. And that's what we have to do to all Anasyonis. When the Yitzhar comes to us, we just have to say, you know, come with me. Instead of going to the ring and boxing it out, come to the base of Medrash with me. And that's the beginning of the L'sham Dam Adayat.